This is Taylor Allen with Texas State Soccer, and you're listening to KTSW San Marcos.
Oh, okay.
You like that one too?
I'm kind of riding to that one too, man. I didn't even know that was in there. We got to play that one more often now. Welcome back to the Monday edition of Bobcat Radio. Trevor Sarton, Miracle Robinson, Eddie Lerma coming at you live from Old Main. Last 10 minutes of the show. Real quick, we're going to get to a prediction of Texas State's game against Idaho. Guys, just what do y'all think is going to happen? Texas State, you know, dominates, or you think they're going to have a close game?
I don't want to say
on the road
they'll
here.
Necessarily dominate. I think we talked about Idaho last time, and the look at their stadium
mm-hmm.
almost looks like a high school stadium.
Well, yeah, like a natatorium almost.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But I don't want to say it'll be a blowout by any means, because if it was going to be a blowout, I thought that maybe it would have come against Monroe, looking at their record. But Idaho has vastly improved from last season, and I say that with a grain of salt because they were terrible last
yeah.
season. They're not so bad this
season. They have three wins.
Yeah,
I mean,
like we do.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things. It's kind of hard when you get down this far in the season and you're like, hey, who's going to be the best of the worst?
Yeah. But I think Yale Monroe has taken that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the Sun Belt. So you think it's going to be a closer game, but you think Texas State comes out on top?
I think it's going to be a shootout, honestly.
Okay.
I want to see Texas State victorious.
All right.
I'll say that.
Want. Okay.
I think if you talk about the Idaho Vandals, like their stadium, we were talking about their stadium maybe a couple of weeks ago. Maybe I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't here. I was in the room. But it's probably dead last, right, on that stadium list?
Yeah, I think so. It was not good.
The Kitty Bowl. I think it's called the Kitty Bowl.
Kibby Dome.
Kibby Dome. Yeah, when it comes to Idaho, it's going to be up in the air, really, because they really put some points on Auburn. So,
yeah, they played Auburn last week, 34-56. They lost, but, I mean, our defense has been known to allow opposing offenses to do rather well. So, Eddie, you think Texas State comes out on top, though?
Let's go with the tie.
A tie? Okay, of all things, we're going with the tie.
A triple overtime tie.
Eddie comes on to the show and gives us a tie prediction. Interesting. Fair enough. Well, hey, if you're right, I think you get a spot on this show for the rest of your life. Let's I think that's your prize. For me, I'm going to have to go Texas State on top of Idaho. I think they're going to take this game handily. I have a feeling. So I think they're going to get the job done. All right. Texas State out of the way, 5 minutes. Let me start with you, Eddie.
Because he's excited about this.
What?
I'm excited.
What are you excited about? Let me just
his
tell him what you're excited
about.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm excited that Sue did not hurt my boy Tony Romo yesterday.
Everybody's excited for that, even if
he's,
you're not a Cowboys fan.
He's the most fragile person I've seen on TV.
And Sue is one of the scariest persons on TV.
So like it was a blessing. I honestly, it was a blessing coming out of that game with Romo like still kind of
in
walking
one piece.
Around.
In one
yeah.
piece. That's funny. I wonder if Jason Harris is listening right now, because he's not going to be.
He's a Dolphins fan.
He's going to be upset if he's listening to you talking about his boy like that, Ndamukong Suh. You got to love him.
Miracle was saying earlier, I think Thanksgiving, that's what I'm looking forward to. Not so much Bears, Packers, and all these other games. I think Cowboys, Carolina.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good
especially,
one.
Especially, I don't really want to talk about it, but especially Carolina coming off their dominant win against the Redskins yesterday. That was just
And I'm
nasty.
A Cowboys fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if we lose to Carolina. I want to see Carolina kind of win. I don't know how.
Because I think I love Cam.
It's
like,
a great
Cam.
Story.
Great, yeah. Absolutely. Anybody but the Patriots. If the Patriots go down at any point in time this season, I'm okay with that.
I don't
care who they lose to.
I'm down.
It could be the Bills tonight.
I hope it's the Bills.
Bills. Hey, Bills, if y'all are listening, if y'all just want to go ahead and beat the Patriots tonight,
Aaron
I'm okay
Williams.
With that.
Aaron Williams, get three pick six.
Yeah.
Come on, three of them.
Shady McCoy, put in work.
Yeah.
Something.
Hey, Sammy Watkins, four touchdowns will do.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. Just four. But anyways... Oh, I was going to say this. I had something in my mind. Kyle Spencer hopefully is not tuning into this because he is a Patriots fan. Our staff is filled with mixed fans.
A Packers fan.
Yeah,
a Redskins fan.
I was going to say, Kirsten's a Packers fan.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Redskins fan. What are you, Trevor?
I'm a fantasy football fan. That's
okay.
What I am.
That works. We got Marvin and Eddie Cowboys fans.
I have to shout out my fantasy football team. If LeGarrette Blount scores or fantasy-wise, scores more than 2 points tonight, I will be taking down Caleb Bryan Davis.
There you go, Caleb.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll happen tonight. I'll be rooting for him to just 20 yards and a touchdown. I'm down.
That's funny. I'm actually starting LeGarrette Blount and Shady McCoy tonight in my fantasy. Huh. So I really can't go wrong.
You can watch the whole game and both sides of the ball. You're good
but
to
I
go.
Will not root for the Patriots. I don't. Still they won't. Can play the Cowboys. They can play the Giants. I actually wanted the Giants to win last week, same. And I was pretty upset that they didn't.
Yeah.
So you know, just want the Patriots to go down.
Fair enough. Let's get to some college football. How do y'all feel about that? As far as, let's see, what was the biggest thing that happened? Ohio State lost to Michigan State on a game-winning field goal. If you didn't see it, the video,
the kicker was
running,
oh, man.
60 yards down the field doing the windmill. It was great. Hype. It was awesome. That was probably the best game of the day and of the weekend. So that's going to
absolutely
shake up the college football rankings. I mean, that comes out on Tuesday.
The Big 12 shakes their own conference. Yeah. Nobody's a clear winner of that. So
yeah, because
God knows what's going to happen.
Oklahoma State lost to Baylor, and TCU lost to Oklahoma. So Oklahoma's making a strong case, making a
all
strong
over.
Push.
Yeah.
And, of course, their one loss to my Horns. Yeah. Well, I got to be
excited
happy about that. Best game of the Charlie Strong era. As far as Texas is concerned, let's see. What else do we have? NBA. Wow.
Steph Curry
and the Warriors.
Okay, listen to this. Uh-huh. Warriors set a record, 15-0 so far on the season. Best start to an NBA season by any team.
Yep.
Steph Curry has 74 three-pointers over a 15-game span.
What? I saw another stat.
That is 4.6 threes per game. Like,
that's insane.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, no matter if you guard him or not, that ball's going in the basket. It's like, Mom, this guy's bullying me. Well, how big is he? He's like as big as my thumb. Yeah. Like,
he could be his own team and call it the Steph Curry Bears or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Seriously. I mean, he could let the other score and miss the other team would miss more shots than he would, honestly.
Absolutely.
He'd get the rebound and just go pull up and make about half of those and call it a game.
Yeah, like against the Clippers the other night, Warriors were down 17. Steph Curry ends up dropping 40 points for the comeback win.
Gosh.
You never see that in NBA. Or actually, they were down 21 at one point.
Yeah.
And they came back and just beat the Clippers behind 40 from Steph. That's insane.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. He is doing some crazy things. Real quick, in the last like 20 seconds, do y'all think this team should be compared to the Bulls?
No.
No.
I wouldn't go that far because the season isn't over. But if I had to pick, I feel like the Warriors will finish with 64 wins.
Huh. Solid.
I don't know if they'll get 70.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know if they'll get 70.
Yeah, I think they'll just make the playoffs and then
the first seed.
Who knows what's gonna happen from there? Yeah.
Yeah, injury forbidden, knock on wood. Definitely a first seed out of the Western Conference.
I have to agree there. Well, that's going to do it for Bobcat Radio, the Monday edition. Trevor Sarton, Miracle Robinson, and Eddie Lerma helping us out today. We appreciate everybody who listened today. And from everyone here on Bobcat Radio, we hope you all have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, excuse me. You're listening to KTSW San Marcos.